This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why Attenborough's quote is a communication masterclass. Why Attenborough's quote works, a masterclass in persuasion. What happened? David Attenborough, the naturalist and documentary filmmaker who has spent decades bringing the natural world into living rooms across the globe, recently offered a deceptively simple observation that protection follows caring, and caring follows knowledge. The quote circulated widely, picked up by major outlets including the Times of India. A man in his 90s, still shaping how millions think about the planet. The communication angle. Let's start with the structure of this quote, because the structure is the whole game. Attenborough uses what I call a chain argument. Each clause depends on the one before it. You cannot protect what you don't care about. You cannot care about what you haven't encountered. It's a logical sequence built like a staircase, and the listener has no choice but to walk up each step. There's no leap of faith required. You just follow the logic and arrive exactly where he wants you. Now notice what he does not do. He doesn't say environmental awareness is critical to conservation outcomes. He doesn't cite a study. He doesn't appeal to guilt or fear. Both of those are the default moves for most advocates, and both fail constantly. Fear makes people shut down. Guilt makes people defensive. Attenborough sidesteps both completely and goes straight to shared human truth. We protect what we love, and we love what we know. This is called an emotional anchor built on a rational frame. The logic gives your brain permission to feel the emotion. That combination is extraordinarily rare in public communication, and it's why the quote spread. People didn't share it because they agreed with a policy position. They shared it because it felt true in their bones. There's also something powerful happening in the delivery context. Attenborough has spent 60+ years earning the right to say simple things. His credibility is so established that brevity reads as wisdom, not laziness. Most communicators don't have that yet, which means they overexplain and dilute their message. The lesson here is not to simply speak less. It's to build your credibility so that when you do speak, every word carries weight. Finally, the quote is structurally memorable. It has rhythm. It repeats the word care as a hinge point. When something has rhythm, people remember it. When people remember it, they repeat it. When they repeat it, your idea spreads for free. That's not poetry for its own sake. That's engineering. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on message architecture gives you a framework for building statements that move people through logic and emotion at the same time, so your idea don't just land once, but get carried forward by the people who heard them. The takeaway. Before your next presentation or pitch, take your central message and ask, can I build a chain out of this? Write 3 sentences where each one makes the next one inevitable. If your audience can follow the logic step by step, they'll feel like they arrived at the conclusion themselves. That feeling of personal discovery is 10 times more persuasive than any argument you can make directly. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.